But Dr. Lisa Silvestri with me now, and I know obviously a fascinating discussion here today, but briefly remind us, I mean, you've written this book and at Kansas State University, some of the things you've been doing on campus.
Earlier this morning, I gave the Huck Boyd lecture, which was really great. I was really impressed by how Kansas State used such an important and well-respected lecture to showcase military, war, and veteran issues. And so that was a pleasure to be able to speak in that platform about something that's so important. And I'm looking forward to tomorrow, the World War I Memorial Stadium being dedicated. And I've just been so impressed with Kansas State's commitment to memory and telling these really important narratives.
Remind us where you come from and kind of how the book came to be. What prompted you to do this, take such a hard look at social media?
Well, right now I'm at Gonzaga University teaching in the Communication Studies Department. But one of the reasons that I started writing this is that my brother was deployed in Iraq. And so he and I were writing letters back and forth, and also my at that point in time, Abu Ghraib, those photos came out, and so I thought, hey, there's something here with the way communication is changing. And then, sure enough, right around 2008 is when, like, the real-time communication started happening. And so that just became a point of fascination for me.
Interesting little roundtable later in the day, too, and just, I'm sure you're constantly learning. I mean, you've written a book.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, I'm so energized by this roundtable. The diversity of perspective is so valuable. Hearing veterans and active duty and public media experts and other academics talking, I was like a sponge today. And I'm just so glad that people are talking about this stuff. I mean, one of the greatest compliments at lunch after the Huck Boyd lecture, I heard someone not talking to me, but they started talking, oh yeah, well, when I was in the service, I sent audio tapes back, or I did, and so people are talking about the way they communicate affecting what they communicate, and if that's all that comes of it, I'll be proud.
So tattoos are next, huh?
Tattoos are next, yeah. I just find them to be a very fascinating communication medium. And, you know, I interviewed Marines, and Marines are just covered in tattoos. And so what are the stories those are telling?